This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Mark Magnuson. As the tariff back and forth continues between the United States and some of its most important ag trade partners, various ag groups are intently watching for the effects on producers' bottom lines. We will hear more from Buck Wehrbein, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, next. Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. As the tariff back and forth continues between the United States and some of its biggest ag trade partners, various ag groups are intently watching for the effects on producers' bottom lines. Buck Wehrbein, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the NCBA is patiently watching the process play out.
Tariffs are interesting because President Trump in his first term believed in them. And what did he say? Beautiful word, you know, tariffs. I think our position needs to be that he ran on that. He said he was going to use them and for different reasons. And we need to let it play out and give it a chance to see how it works for him.
While Wehrbein says he has concerns about tariffs and their potential knock-on effects, the cattlemen are waiting to see what happens.
Tariffs are an economic issue, correct? And I'm not sure any of us totally understand economics. And if you do A, will B happen? And so we're concerned. I run a feedlot. I get paid to worry, and I'm good at it. And so I worry about this too, but I'm willing to give it a chance. It worked okay during the first Trump administration, so we'll give it some time.
That was the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Buck Wehrbein. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also, head to the podcast tab of our website and you can find daily episodes of our Iowa Ag Matters podcast. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.